Welcome to the beautiful studios of First Star Logistics once again. This is In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. We're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Steeler-Cincinnati Bengal matchup on Sunday. AFC North. AFC North means one thing. Be physical. You got to put your big boy pads on. This football game is going to be decided by who gets it done in the trenches and which team gets their running game established. Pittsburgh has not run the football very well the last couple of years. They have not run the football very well this year at all either. They've got four new starters in their offensive line. Two of those starters are rookies. They have a new offensive line coach. They have a new offensive coordinator. Time for the Bengals defense, particularly the defensive line, which I think has been the best position group top to bottom in terms of depth and performance of that depth on the football team. The Bengals defensive line and linebackers, the Bengals front seven, has to set the tone against the Pittsburgh Steelers and shut down that running game, control that running game, make Ben Roethlisberger one-dimensional. Ben Roethlisberger got hit 10 times by the Raiders. Do it again. Knock Ben Roethlisberger around. He's 39 years old, doesn't want to get hit. He's getting the ball out in like 2.1 seconds and still getting hit. So that offensive line is in a little bit of a struggle. Defensive line has to step up and get it done. On the flip side, the Bengals offensive line has had problems, particularly in the second week of the season, the second game. They got a running game established a little bit against the Minnesota Vikings, but it didn't carry over. That momentum did not carry over to Chicago. A lot of times Chicago was playing with an unloaded box as such, and the Bengals weren't consistent enough with that running game. The Pittsburgh defensive line, depending on who plays, there's a bunch of groin injuries that's messing with some of them as they work through the week of practice, but I think it's going to be most hands will be on deck. I think you're going to see a lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers players playing in this football game, and you have to keep them off balance. You have to be able to run the football. You can't, if you get one-dimensional against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've had the most sacks in the National Football League the last 3 years combined. T.J. Watt has got an unbelievable stat about him. In 34 games at Heinz Field, he has 32 sacks. Got to control them. You have to make them respect that running game so it's going to be easier to throw the football and pass protect. I think that's going to be a big, big key is who's going to be the most physical, who's going to establish some sort of a running game, who's going to be balanced offensively as a result of it. The other thing, neither team has scored a point in the first quarter. Pittsburgh, goose egg, Bengals, same. In first quarter of their two football games. Got to get off to a fast start. Both of these teams have not done that, and they've had to struggle, come from behind, you know, playing without a lead. Who's going to be playing with a lead the most in this football game? Unfortunately, last week against Chicago, the Bengals never played with a lead. So a fast start, particularly on the road at Heinz Field, would be more than welcome. The last time the Bengals played at Heinz Field, they had two turnovers right away. They had a special teams fumble and threw an interception, and Pittsburgh jumps all over those turnovers. I mean, they lead the league almost in turnover margin over the last 3 years as well. They force a lot of takeaways, and then the offense just cashes in on them, and all of a sudden, you know, you're playing from behind. Crowd noise gets yourself in a real pickle. Can't afford that. Play with a lead. Get off to a fast start against the Pittsburgh Steelers and lessen that crowd that has such a big effect on everybody. Poise in the noise. We talked about it last week. It's going to be very important this week. When they play Renegade at Heinz Field in the fourth quarter of this football game, hopefully the Bengals have a lead and are closing out the football game, because Renegade gets that crowd in a frenzy.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.